Granuloma faciale is a type of a cutaneous small vessel vasculitis without any underlying organ involvement, which is mostly seen on the face. That is why it is known as a granuloma faciale. So it presents with a typical reddish brown plaques and nodules, which are soft in consistency, having a smooth surface and prominent follicular orifices, overlying telangiectatic or scaly surface, but the lesions never ulcerate. So consider that there is an adult patient about 40 to 60 years of age, and such kind of a reddish brown plaques or nodules are present with overlying telangiectasias and follicular prominence or follicular openings are seen with a smooth surface. When we are going to do the dioscopy, we can see blood vessels, brown dots and globules, and dilated follicular openings, mostly present on the face. However, extrafacial involvement can be seen, but it is uncommon. It is either asymptomatic or may be associated with pain, itching and burning. The histopathological findings will be presence of leukocytoclastic vasculitis, that is endothelial swelling, fibrinoid necrosis of the vessel wall, and nuclear dust around the vessels, along with the perivascular inflammatory infiltrate. Initially, it will be of the neutrophilic type, and later on, it will be of the lymphocytic type. Characteristic feature is the presence of Grenz zone, which separates the epidermis and the papillary dermis, and there will be presence of perivascular storiform fibrosis. So these are the specific features of this type of cutaneous small vessel vasculitis. Then in the differential diagnosis, we can consider other kind of a reddish brown plaques which may be present on the face, such as sarcoidosis, lupus vulgaris, cutaneous lupus erythematosus, so and granulomatous rosacea as well. In the disease course, usually it is a very chronic disease, and notoriously it is resistant to treatment. In the investigations, we are going to do the histopathological analysis for confirmation of diagnosis and for the management. Although we know that it is difficult to treat, but we can go for options like topical steroids or calcineurin inhibitors, or we can even go for intralesional steroid. Later on in the third line, we can go for dermabrasion, surgical excision if a localized small lesion is present. We can go for electrocautery, cryotherapy, or even PUA therapy.